Radio SI presents Dave's Challenge.
Okay, let's learn Slovene.
Since Dave moved to Maribor, he's been working as a waiter at the local pub Stari Maček. But in Ireland, he also studied law, but didn't have time to finish because of love.
Dave, honey, what are you thinking about? You're so quiet this evening. Nikom tihsi.
Oh, sorry, Fanny. I didn't realize. Yeah, you know, actually, I am thinking about something.
Tell me about it. Povej mi.
Well, you know, when we first met, I was at university.
Seveda se spomnim. Sure, Dave. You studied law. Pravo.
That's right. And then when I met you, my love, love took me to Slovenia. But you know, I still don't have my degree.
Ja, vem, seveda, I know. Would you like to continue with study? Bi želel nadaljevati s svojim študijem?
Yeah, you know, I'm seriously thinking about it, actually.
Look, Dave, I support you completely. Imaš vso mojo podporo pri tem.
Okay, so where should I start?
Predlagam, I suggest you to go to the Faculty of Law tomorrow and ask about everything you need to know. Veš, najboljše, da greš kar na pravno fakulteto, pa boš dobil tam vse potrebne informacije.
You're right, Fanny. I'll go tomorrow. I have the morning off.
But you know, Dave, this won't be easy to work and study. Veš, to niti približno ne bo lahko. Delati pa še študirati zraven.
Yeah, I know, but I love the law. And you too, Fanny. And I'd love to be a lawyer one day. Hey, how do you even say lawyer in Slovene?
It's pravnik. Law is pravo and lawyer is pravnik.
Aha, so I'll be a pravnik. And where will I work?
Well, maybe at court, na sodišču, maybe at some company, v kakem podjetju, or maybe you'll have your own law practice, you know, odvetniško pisarno, like, do you know who Prešeren is?
Prešeren? Is that a person?
Yes, that's a person. Človek, ja. France Prešeren. A big person, actually. Slovene biggest poet. Največji slovenski pesnik.
Oh, really? Tell me more.
Well, he was also called Dr. Fig Fig.
Fig Fig? What does that mean?
Well, he used to carry figs for kids in his pockets. Fige je ponavadi nosil v žepu za otroke, and that's why kids used to call him so.
Aha, and his work? Do you know any of his songs, maybe?
Sure. One of them is our anthem, Hibna.
Really? Oh yeah, Zdrav, kako še?
Zdravljica.
Ah, does that have anything to do with Nazdravje?
Well, actually, it does, honey. Sources say, viri pričajo, that he liked a drop or two or three or, you know, rad je imel žlahtno kapljico. And probably he wrote Zdravljica at some pub with a full glass.
So Dave is about to go back to study, studie. He studied law, pravo, back in Ireland. And tomorrow he's going to get more information at the Faculty of Law, na pravno fakulteto, so he can continue, nadaljuje studie. When he becomes a pravnik or odvetnik, he'll be able to work at some company, v podjetju, at the court, na sodišču, or have his own law office, odvetniško pisarno, or advokaturo. Today, he also learned about Slovenia's biggest poet, pesniku, France Prešern, the one who wrote Slovenia's national anthem, Himno Zdravljico.
Dave and Fani will be back tomorrow. Meanwhile, catch all episodes on our podcast at radiosi.eu.